Welcome to the Origineers Podcast. What do you feel you are worth? For some people, that brings to mind a monetary value. That's why when the Sunday Times publishes its rich lists, millions or billions are placed on the heads of figures around the world. More commonly, people think of themselves in terms of a certain salary, hourly rate or day rate, or in terms of the assets they've accumulated. For others, their worth is tied up with their achievements. Their value is measured in terms of their position, the number of years' experience they've had, or in holding certain qualifications, may be represented in letters proudly added to their name. Alternatively, their worth may be tied up in a characteristic. Maybe it's their creativity, their leadership qualities, their strength, intelligence, or charisma. But do you feel you are as valued as you should be? Or are others missing your potential? Do you sometimes feel others take advantage of you, expect things from you for less than you feel you are worth, even for free if they can get away with it? In this episode of the Origineers Podcast, we're going to be exploring your true value and how you can get others to see it. Originality is your greatest gift. Every one of us has an original blend of experiences, skills, personality, and values. It all adds up to give you unique potential. Originers tap into the power of their originality to make amazing things happen. Whether they have a personal ambition or are on a mission to make the world brighter, originers have dreams, passions, and ideas. But most importantly, they take action. When you are an Origineer, you make the future. Welcome. I'm Loretta Milan, host of the Origineers Podcast. What is self-worth? Very simply, it's the value you place on yourself. This is an important starting place because this feeling must begin inside of you. If you always rely on external factors for validation of your worth, you are likely to come away disappointed, at least some of the time. And if you wait to be validated, it can hold you back from going out there in full confidence, knowing what you are worth and seeking what you deserve. That's not to say that realism that comes with external checks doesn't have a place. Data and benchmarks can be useful, for example, checking the average salary brackets for a profession or prices for a service. But if you know you are worth more, you will be motivated to take the action required to progress beyond this, because external information is simply that, information, not a ceiling. For many people, their sense of worth is developed while they are at school. Therefore, it becomes tied up with achievement, with those who are doing well feeling a strong sense of self-worth, while those who are not performing so well struggling with shame and disappointment that can be hard to shake even as they get older. Tying up your self-worth with your performance or achievements is problematic. Outcomes fluctuate and are not always due to the effort you put in. For example, an athlete can do everything to train for a race, getting up in the dark, optimizing their nutrition and sticking to their schedule. But then they face an injury, adverse weather conditions or equipment failure, and that's before the performance of other competitors is factored in. Is their life then worth less due to their inability to perform on one day? Of course not. They've encountered some challenges that they must overcome. That is all. Whereas success comes from results, our self-worth cannot. We are always valuable. So what's a better way to establish a value that is always with us? Well, there are two parts. The first part is seeing the value you bring to the world just by being you. There are two important questions to ask yourself. I'll put these in the article which accompanies this episode. The link is in the show notes, so you can come back to these questions and spend longer on them if you're listening on the move. Okay, so the first question is, what are the top three words that describe what makes you unique? And then you can ask yourself, what are your top 3 greatest strengths. Remember, don't tie these up with your achievements. They should be things that bring you energy. For example, creativity, social skills, the ability to think logically, your love of the outdoors, and so on. If you struggle with either of these questions, ask 3 to 5 people who you trust to give an honest but respectful opinion to give you some suggestions. Then look for the words that resonate with you. The second part involves seeing the power that is within you to succeed. This is part of your core value and can protect you against external pressures. This is inspired by the findings of Professor Martin Covington, who developed the self-worth theory of motivation. He identified 2 self-protective strategies people use to avoid failure and mask the feelings of shame and humiliation that come when you don't feel worthy. Both of these strategies can get in the way of your success, so we need to address them and find a better way through. The first strategy is defensive pessimism, which involves deliberately lowering your expectations so as to avoid disappointment. For example, expecting not to get a job or asking for a lower rate of pay because you're anticipating rejection. The second strategy is self-handicapping, which involves creating excuses for not achieving something. You might, for example, not attempt something in the first place so you don't have the opportunity to fail, or leave something so late it no longer becomes an option. Both of these scenarios can create situations where you are accepting a reality that is below what you are worth and not orientating yourself towards success. Instead, there are 3 questions you can ask yourself to ensure you are empowering yourself to embrace your true value. First, is there anything you want from your life that you need to give yourself permission to desire or go for? This may be different from what you are doing right now or a step up. Although there will be steps you need to take to make it happen and people you need to work with to make it happen, you don't need to wait for anyone to approve this desire. It is yours and it's time to believe you are worth it. Thinking of what you desire, what are the top 3 things that are in your power to make this happen? And finally, what is the one thing you can start this week? Now you know what you are worth, it's then important to ensure others value you too. For this, there are 6 things you could do. Before I delve into this, how would you like to have a boost of originality every week to help you tap into your greatest potential? Well, we've got something new for you, and best of all, it's free. We've launched the Big O, a weekly message designed to brighten your inbox. It's short but mighty and designed for busy people with big ambitions. Every Tuesday, it comes to you with 3 things. 1 great idea or insight, 1 powerful question to ask yourself, and 1 simple challenge designed to elevate your week. So if you want to embrace the power of your originality and do amazing things, subscribe to the Big O today at origineurs.com or via the link in the show notes. Okay, so let's get into the 6 key things you can do to help others see your value. The first thing is to bring your strengths into the spotlight. Now you're clear on your strengths, don't be afraid to highlight them confidently. This doesn't mean you'll sound arrogant. Think instead about how you use these to create value for others. How do you make a difference? What is the transformation you can deliver? The second thing is to stop seeing what you know and your experience as obvious. Because you live with yourself every day and you live with your thoughts and your knowledge, it's easy to take this for granted. Doesn't everyone know this stuff? When you think this way, it's tempting to give it away for less than it's worth. Instead, think back to 5, 10, even 20 years ago. What difference would it have made to know what you know now? What value does your wisdom bring to others? 3. Avoid comparison. Comparisonitis is a virus that attacks your self-worth. It can lead to you feeling inadequate and worth less than you are. Remember that you are original. Focus on what's unique about you. Why do you do things the way you do? How do you do things differently? Make that your focus. This is such an important topic that we have a whole episode dedicated to comparison. I'll link to it in the show notes. The fourth thing you can do is work with the right people. Sadly, not everyone will value you. That doesn't mean you are worth less. Recently, I visited Devon and was buying a fabulous locally made ice cream. It was delicious. Behind me in the queue, someone scoffed and said, "Phew, I wouldn't pay that for an ice cream," and walked off. They didn't value that it was handcrafted and made from fresh ingredients, but I and others did. So know your value, know where you need to be, and find the people who will value you. The fifth thing you can do is keep growing. When you value yourself, you'll invest in yourself. Because if you keep growing, you'll enhance your value. You'll become wiser, more knowledgeable, stronger. In fact, the more you grow, the more original you become, because everyone grows in a unique direction. And the final thing you can do to help others see your value is to not accept anything less than you deserve. This is such an important message, because if you do, it will send this message out to others. When you know your value and truly believe it, you'll communicate your value with confidence and the right people will believe in you. Remember this, whatever happens in your life, whatever the ups and downs, whatever your achievements, you matter. You have great worth. And you are valuable. So, what are the most important takeaways from this episode of the Originers podcast? 1. For many people, their worth is tied up in their performance and achievements, which can have a destructive impact on feelings of self-worth, especially when ups and downs are due to factors outside of their control and are not reflective of the efforts they put in. 2. Your self-worth does not come from external factors, but from within. You can find it by identifying what makes you unique and your core strengths. To unlock your self-worth, it's crucial you empower yourself to succeed and don't use unhelpful protective strategies that hold you back from acknowledging your true desires and orientating yourself towards success. 3. There are 6 things you can do to help others see your value. Bring your strengths into the spotlight. Stop seeing what you know as obvious. Avoid comparison. Work with the right people. Keep growing. And don't accept anything less than you deserve. And finally, if no one has told you today, I want you to know that I believe in you. You matter. And you can do great things. Keep being original. We hope you find the lessons in this podcast valuable. In the show notes, you'll find the link to the article which accompanies this episode. It includes all the lessons we've shared with you today. Now is the greatest time to tap into the power of your originality to make amazing things happen. The Originers podcast features expert tips and ideas to help you make the most of your originality, stand out and succeed. You will also enjoy regular inspiration from Originers around the world. They'll open up about how they've achieved great things, got through the challenges, and the most important lessons they've learned. Subscribe now, because Originer, this is your time. You make the future.